One of the things which occurred on Shavuot Sabbatam is the the Bekiyas Chaimas Yerushalayim. The walls of Yerushalayim were destroyed. The Shviros Haluchos, as well as we know. What's the relationship between these two things, Befrat? And just more of a histaklus pnimi in the inyan of Bein HaMetzarim, especially Zayin B'Tammuz. So let's begin in Mitzvah Hashem with the following Zayin HaKadosh. It says, L'boser d'yischar v'mikdisha, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ischashich nehoira, that the light became dark, v'sihara layasnaris m'shimsha, and the moon did not receive any light from the Shemesh. The Shemesh also disappeared from the Areach, and it didn't give off any light. Of course, this is a mashal. The Chazal said many times that Churban Beis HaMikdash meant that a cloud of darkness descended upon the world. What type of a mashal is this, the relationship between the Shemesh and the Areach, which has to do with the dimming of the light, especially of the Areach, in reference to Churban Beis HaMikdash? So in order to get there, let's begin with the idea, when speaking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, that we have to understand Churban Beis HaMikdash on two levels. That the Beis HaMikdash, like everything else in the world, is an or and is also a keli. The keli of the Beis HaMikdash is the binyan itself, whereas the or of the Beis HaMikdash is the nesham of the Beis HaMikdash. And just like with a person, he has a nesham and he has a guf. And what gives the guf its life is the fact that there's a neshama within that guf. The same thing is true with the Beis HaMikdash. That the Beis HaMikdash has a neshama, and the Beis HaMikdash has a guf. As soon as the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash leaves the Beis HaMikdash, then it's like a guf without a neshama. Then it becomes like a mace. Chazal speak about the gradual leaving of the Shechina from the Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina to the Beis HaMikdash is the neshama to that guf. And as soon as the Shechina leaves the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is just a guf ba'alma, then it's already dead. That although the binyan may be standing, but if the neshama of the Beis HaMikdash is not there, then what do you have? A guf without a neshama? A guf without a neshama is a mace. That's the very definition of a mace. A guf without a neshama. So therefore, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that when the Bavloim came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, a baskol went out. Nafka is baskol of Amrele, Amma Ketilas Ketalis. Heichla Kalya Kalis, Kimcha Techinas, Techina Techinas. Means to say that you already destroyed, that you're destroying a people who has already been destroyed. The Heichla has already been destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash has already been ground into flour. Because there's two levels of Beis HaMikdash. Just because you see a Beis HaMikdash standing now doesn't mean that it's a living Beis HaMikdash. It's already a dead Beis HaMikdash. But once the Chiz was already taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, that allowed for Nebuchadnezzar, or by the second Beis HaMikdash, for the Romans to be able to come in to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. But as long as the Shechina is present, you can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. For the very reason why it says in the Medrash that the Kol Samaravi will always stand. It will never be hard of the Kol Samaravi. Goes in hand with the fact that they say that the Shechina is still present in the Kol Samaravi. Because where there's a Shechina, there's presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's no Churban. Of which Chazal say that Afilu B'Shamemin, even when they're destroyed, there's still a Kedusha, that even the Roishim of the Shechina can never be destroyed completely from the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what ensures the fact that the Beis HaMikdash will once again be rebuilt. Because there's a Roishim of Shechina there, and as long as there's a Roishim, and even by the Kodesh Maravi, this Mamasha has galus of Shechina, even more than the Rosha. Because the Shechina always means that if there's presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Makom is free from destruction. When the Gemara says that they destroyed an already destroyed edifice, if the Shechina leaves, so on that level, we consider that to be Churban Beis HaMikdash, which the Goyim caused. But really, what you see from here, from an Oifim Pnimi, is that it wasn't the Goyim who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It was the Kodesh Baruch Hu who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. By being Mesalik Hishchina, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Rishos for that to happen. So therefore, on a Chitzonius level, it was destroyed by the Goyim. But in Pnimius, it was destroyed by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says in the Gemara Baba Kama, Hashem says, Ani hitzeisi eish b'tzion. I lit a fire in Tzion. And so therefore, Vani osa livnoisa b'eish. Because for the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatef, as wild as it sounds, in Churban Beis HaMikdash, ensures that there will once again be a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Zohar Kodesh echoes this, and it says in Chelek Aleph, Samech Aleph, Amar Aleph, the Zohar says that Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so frak the Zohar, v'haksiv, ki ras ha-goyim bo mikdash v'chrivu. It says that the goyim saw, they came to the Mikdash and they destroyed it. So the Zohar says, k'siv, ki ato sisa, but it also says that Hashem did it. V'chsiv, Asa Hashem Asher Zamam. As it says in Eicha, Hashem did as He had planned to do. So therefore, there's a hishtatfus in Churban Beis HaMikdash between that which the goyim do, which is chitzonius. As we said, the Gemara says, Kimcha Tachina Tchinta. Whereas the Kadosh Baruch Hu inside the pnimius of the Beis HaMikdash really destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and that has to do with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the reason why it's significant that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatif in the binyan Beis HaMikdash, as we said, that his hishtatfus ensures that there will once again be a binyan Beis HaMikdash, revolves around the fact that the Yisrael we're all familiar with is kol man davar achmar latav avid. Everything Hashem does, He does for the good. Now, from the very fact that everything Kadosh Baruch Hu does is He does for the good, means that implicit in Churban Beis HaMikdash is a hidden goodness. That if Kadosh Baruch Hu is participating, that if we look in the chitzonis and the goyim destroy it, there's what to be mis'avil on. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtat, that means there's a hidden taiva in Churban Beis HaMikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a hidden way is destroying it, means that in a hidden way there's a taiva ne'elam in Churban Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the eyes to be able to see the taiva ha'asida, which will be nitzmach from Churban Beis HaMikdash. Which leads us to define exactly what is that taiva, which will come from Churban Beis HaMikdash. But we find already by Binyan HaOlam, the Chazal tell us in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boreh Olam U'Semachrivan. Boreh Olam U'Semachrivan. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when creating this world, it wasn't that He created it in one shot. There was a series of Binyan and Churban. Binyan and Churban. Which means to say that the whole Seder and being able that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings things to its Tachlis is through a Seder of Binyan and Churban, Binyan and Churban, one after the other. Like a relationship of Ratzel V'Shov. There's the movement forward and there's the movement back. But the goof in that movement of forward and back, that symmetry between the two things, is able to create and to bring to the fruition that Tachlis HaNiras that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees from the beginning. This is the idea of Malachas Machsheves on Shabbos. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when He does Malacha, right? Malacha means Malachas Machsheves. This is the type of Machshava that Shabbos Kodesh has. That it's Malachas Machsheves, which means to say that just like in Halacha, Malachas Machsheves is defined as an act with a purpose involved, that when it's lacking a purpose, it's lacking a certain shlemus called machshava. So on Shabbos, that type of malacha, which is me'ein the malacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu used in building Mishkan, in building Olam, which is called malachas machshavas, which is a wholesome machshava, which is, for example, like korea amanas litvar, or stira amanas livnois, that there's a certain inherent movement towards binyan and creation, that there's no such thing as just churban bi'alma. That's not called malachas machshavas. If it's amanas livnois, this is called a machshava. This is called a malacha, which is me'in, the malacha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And tzaddikim also work on that plane as well. This is the secret of al tikri banayach ala banayach. That the tzaddik knows he's called a real baina, because real binyan is not somebody who builds, let's say, without a long-term purpose. That's not called real binyan. Real binyan is that a person is able to incorporate even churban in order to make binyan. For example, if a person who is an architect, right, he's into real estate. So he has the eyes to be able to see on a property that if I knock this down and I rebuild it again, it'll be worth double the price. Right, that's called a real baina. That's an expert. Right? Whereas a person who doesn't understand so well, he looks at things on a shitchias level. So he sees some type of a structure on a plot, and he has to decide, you know, do I want this, do I not want it? When it's standing in a place of, let's say, quasi-binyan, quasi-churban. Whereas a real professional baina has the eyes to be able to see that which can come from this. That if I knock this down, although on the surface, let's say the people who used to live that before, they say, woe to the fact that this bais is not here anymore, but to somebody who is a real expert, he's able to have the eyes to see that in that churban, I'm going to make something which is a much better binyan. That's called the Kodesh Baruch Hu's binyan. And tzaddikim are domet the kutcha bichu in that thing, like in all things. Al tikir banayach ela banayach. So therefore, in Churban Bayis Rishon and in Churban Bayis Sheni, that means that although there was a Churban, and in Chitzonius is what to cry about, in Pnimius, there's a place of understanding where the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved means to say that there's already a Nechama Taiva, which I'm able to see, which begs us to understand what is a Nechama Taiva. So Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in the Yalkut, it says, Ki Eisha B'Choshech Hashem Orli. It says, Ki Eisha B'Choshech, when I sit in the Choshech, Ze Churban Bayis Rishon Ubayis Sheni, Hashem Orli Limayis HaMashiach. Now the fact that it's all one long continuous pasuk, Ki Eisha B'Choshech Hashem Orli, doesn't just mean to say to learn it like a, you know, without a lamdonis, to say like, oh, they were talking about two things. There's the choshech of Churban, and then there's the binyan of Yimos HaMashiach. No. Because we're familiar with the Yisrael, Leis Nahayr El Migoy Chashecha, that the only real light has to come from within the choshech. So here you have a pasuk which is Mamash Azoy State, Ki Eisha B'choshech Hashem Orli, that by sitting in the darkness, that's where the light emerges, HaHochem B'choshech Ro Or Gadol. By going into the choshech, you see the great light. So that means to tell us that when the pasuk says ki eisha b'choshech, that it's called churban bayis rishon bayis sheni, so when it continues and says Hashem orli l'imoisa Mashiach, means to say that the imoisa Mashiach, the gufa, come from churban bayis rishon bayis sheni. That without churban bayis rishon and without churban bayis sheni, there could be no imoisa Mashiach. So what does that mean? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that this has to do with Chanukah and Purim. This has to do with Chanukah and Purim. Because we know, some don't know, that Churban Bayis has to do with the spheres of Netzach and Hod. The Churban and the Pagam in Netzach and Hod, and the Trey Reichen. So Purim, which is called Netzach, and Chanukah, which is called Hod, is a rebuilding of that. Without getting into the specifics of what that means, just to understand Pashat, what does Chanukah and Purim have to do with the Tikkun of the Churban Bayis? The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes Amid Beis, Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Sheyihu Toikin B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din. That any place that there's a Beis Din, we blow shofar on Shabbos. So what's the pshat? Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai was misaking Yishu people to blow there in any single Beis Din. So already you see here a hint, that which Chazal say, of the binyan and the tikkun within the Churban. That it was gufa by Churban Beis HaMikdash that Yochanan Ben Zakkai saw to it to be able to spread the tkiyah shofar in the Beis HaMikdash to all the bati dinin. What's the pshat? The pshat is really that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't only want that there should be just one Beis HaMikdash in the world, and that should be the only place which blows shofar. He saw that the tachlis of Churban Beis HaMikdash is in order that that which was once centralized in Beis HaMikdash by itself should now be spread to all Bati Dinin. Because since the Beis HaMikdash was not just a place of Kiddusha and Avodah, it was also the place where the Sanhedrin HaGadol sat. That means to say that any place now, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, where there's a Tzad HaShava between that Makom and the Beis HaMikdash, we can make a Gzeir HaShava to say that if it happened in the Beis HaMikdash like that, so too let it happen also there. As if to say that now there's a hispashtus of Beis HaMikdash, not just from the place of Beis HaMikdash, but beyond Beis HaMikdash, that even any Beis Din can have the status of Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, Chazal tells us in Gemara Brachos, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nigzer Gzeira Abatein Shal Tzadikim Sheyicharvo. That only was the Beis, there was the Gzeira of Churban Beis HaMikdash Chal on the Beis HaMikdash, but Chal on even the Batei Shal Tzadikim, even the homes of Tzadikim. That became nischadish, so to speak, by Churban Beis HaMikdash. What's the pshat? The pshat is that before Churban Beis HaMikdash, the only Beis HaMikdash was where? Was the Beis HaMikdash itself. But now the Beis HaMikdash is gone, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's a ha'ara of Beis HaMikdash beyond the Beis HaMikdash itself, that even the Batayim Shal Tzadikim has a b'china Beis HaMikdash. Which is why it was Chal Churban, even on the homes of Tzadikim. So there's a hispashtus of Beis HaMikdash to all the Bati Dinin, which are the places which are a hemshech of Sanhedrin, and also to the Batim Shal Tzadikim, which is a hemshech of how the Beis HaMikdash was in terms of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, which is chal even in the homes of Tzadikim. But you see that in Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's an Indian, that which was once centralized and focused only in Beis HaMikdash itself, is able to now be nispashet to other areas beyond Beis HaMikdash. This bichlal has to do with the hispashtus, with the koyach of hispashtus, which is inherent in the Makomas HaKadoshim. For example, beginning with the Beis HaMikdash itself, Chazal tell us that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Toichi Toichi is of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Makom Kodesh Kadashim, Chazal tell us that Aron is Eino Min Amida. There's a place in the Beis HaMikdash called the Kodesh Kadashim, that it's Eino Min Amida, that it's Lamala Min HaMakom. And if you take one step back, into Yerushalayim, let's say. Yerushalayim also, Chazal tell us in Mishnavos, La'olam lo amar adam l'chaveru, tzar li hamakom shalom Yerushalayim. Nobody ever felt constricted in Yerushalayim itself. When all of Klai Yisrael came for the Sholosh Regalim. Or in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal tell us, Oimdim tzfufim mishtachavim mirvachim. That there's no confinement in the Beis HaMikdash. And in Eretz Yisrael itself, Chazal tell us, Eretz Yisrael is called the Eretz HaTzvi. That its oro is nispashit, it's nisrachiv. The beginning with Kodesh Kodeshim, which is the Tochiyus of the Beis HaMikdash, to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, that the whole Makom HaKadoshim has the koyach inherently that it has the ability to be nispashit. But Kachi Yadav Salav, Chazal told us that Eretz Yisrael will be throughout the entire world, and the Beis HaMikdash will expand to include Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash will expand to include all of Yerushalayim, and the Kodesh Kodeshim will be the entire surface of the Beis HaMikdash, which is everything will expand itself. And this is part of the purpose of the Hispashas HaKadusha and the Gidu Kutcher Biruchu and Kvot Shemayim B'chol Aretz, which the world is waiting for. And Be'emes, this touches already upon the secret of why we have the destruction of the Chomos Yerushalayim on Shavuot HaBetamuz. That, as we said before, that every Churban has a Chitzonis and a Pnimis. And the Chitzonis, the Goyim destroyed it. What Toelis is in that? But that's not the real Churban. The real Churban is that Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it, that he set it on fire, that he took away his Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nishtativ in Churban Beis HaMikdash. So when it comes to the walls of Yerushalayim, which begin with Shavuos HaBetamuz, the siege and the breaking, the Bekiyas HaChaimus of Yerushalayim, why is the Bekiyas HaChaimus of Yerushalayim? Teres is because when it came already towards the end of the Tkufa of the Bayis Rishon, or the Tkufa of the Bayis Sheni, it comes to a point where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, either you're going to grow, or you're going to self-destruct. And the idea is, in Bekiyas Chomis Yerushalayim, you have to be able to see it from two perspectives. On the one hand, the destruction of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is sieging Yerushalayim. He's going to bring Yerushalayim to its destruction. But on the other hand, if you're looking at it from inside out, the destruction of the walls of Yerushalayim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's time to be mispashit the gevulos of Yerushalayim. I mean, the walls have to come down. Right? Either you do your job, in which case Yerushalayim will now spread throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, which it will eventually do. And if you don't do that, then the walls are going to break and they're going to come destroy Yerushalayim. You choose. You have to choose. But at this point, this tkufa is over. And there's time to grow. And in those points of a nisayon, that a person has to make the decision, this is bepratius b'derech avodah, then when a person is in the midst of a nisayon, he has to say to himself, okay, I'm either going to steig from this, I'm going to grow from this, I'm going to break from this. But if a person is matzliach, then he grows from those nisayonos. And that's exactly what happened to Yerushalayim. Hashem said, he gives man, now's the time for Kedushas Yerushalayim to be nisbashet throughout all of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the walls are coming down. It's called Bekiyas Chomis Yerushalayim. That's Shavuos HaBetamuz. And because they chose in the unfortunate way that they didn't grow in Chuvan Maisim Toivin. So it came down in a very harsh way, which caused Churban Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to a Hispashtus of Beis HaMikdash, that Beis HaMikdash should now take up the surface of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim should take up the surface of Eretz Yisrael. That's why we say, that La'asalava we say it every day, Tivna Chomos Yerushalayim. That who's going to build the walls of Yerushalayim? We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tivna Chomos Yerushalayim, you're going to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. The Chazal tell us explicitly, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachsel Yerushalayim V'liyos Chomer L'Shamer. Hashem himself will be the Chomer of Yerushalayim. As it says in the Pasuk, V'ani Ehe Yelah Nu'um Hashem Chomas Eish Saviv. I will be the walls, Hashem says. And the Zohar tells us, Zmin Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim will be the Mehevi Shura Le'ela. The walls of Yerushalayim will reach the heavens. Will this karva ad kusi kar the malka? They'll reach the kisei hakavod. What that means is that the walls of Yerushalayim eventually will be not just stone walls, which are physical walls, where they hamper and they block the expansion of kedusha. The shaykh to have a wall, which is a wall, which doesn't allow people who are not supposed to come in, but doesn't hold you back from being able to extend where you need to go. It's like the mechitzas they have nowadays in the women's section, where they can see in, but you can't see out to them. Right? That's exactly what this is. It's a me'ein of this tikkun called the chomis. That the chomis bishleimusa means that which is not supposed to come in, which means a man's eyes, which are not supposed to come into the women's sections, it blocks it. But for those who are supposed to come in, the hind of the women to be able to see in, it allows that to happen. But to make that's called a chomis b'tikkunai. So that it's able to limit, but to not limit at the same time. So to make walls like that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make walls like that. That's called tivne chomis Yerushalayim. To be mashed them the walls in a way that it's able to be able to hold that. So therefore, churban of the chomis Yerushalayim, which took place in Shavuot HaBetam, was in its premise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it because he wants to make it the way it's supposed to be. But from the fact that we didn't make ourselves fit to be able to receive that light, Bemela was a churban in a state where eventually they'll get to that place. But it had to be broken because it comes to point towards Kufa where one Kufa ends to be able to make a new one. And that's our choice at that point in Nisayon, how to be makabel that light. So coming back to the sinyan of the Shemesh and the Yareach. The Shemesh and the Yareach, the Hainu, the Yareach is a remez and a mashal for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shemesh is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shemesh U'mogin Hashem Elokim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Neshama to the Beis HaMikdash. And when we say that the Shemesh took away its light from the Yareach, that Kadosh Baruch Hu removed himself from the Beis HaMikdash, which is what causes Churban Beis HaMikdash. So this is the relationship between Shemesh and Yareach. Now we find that the Beis HaMikdash is called the Yareach. Where do we find that? Because it says, in Parshas Ekev, I believe, it says, or maybe it's Echzchanan, it says, Hahar HaToiv HaZeh V'Halavanoin. That the Beis HaMikdash is like to actually be Shem L'Sifri, V'Halavanoin Zu Beis HaMikdash. Now it's clear to all that the word Levanoin is a remez to the Levana. Right, that the Beis HaMikdash is called the Levana because it receives whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu's Neshama is giving into the Beis HaMikdash. That's called the Levana. So therefore, Churban Beis HaMikdash means the Miut HaLevana. It's called the destruction of Levana. Now what do we know about the Miut Levana? We know that when it got into this argument between the Shemesh and the Yareach, Shnei HaMoros HaGedolim, so the Levana said, Yasher L'Shnei Melachim Mishtamish B'Kesser Echad. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if that's the case, lachim b'tiyas atzmich, go make yourself smaller. So now the shitchi is chitzonius, we've understanding the Chazal, as if to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a tain on the Levana. So why are you complaining? If you're complaining, go make yourself smaller. We can make it work, but no. In primius, what it really means is that the Levana took the first step to be memayit itself. And really, the Shemesh should have followed along also. Because if one person is memayit himself, and the other one is memayit himself, then they can get along b'shalom. And you don't say, ein shnei malachim mishtam b'shikas v'achad. You say, as the Sfarim say, ayin. When a person is ayin, then shnei malachim mishtam b'shikas v'achad. But the Levana make the first step, and it's, I'll make myself ayin, and is now waiting for the Shemesh to do the same thing. And so therefore, even though Chazal say that the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave koychavim to Levana is a nechama, that's the similar idea in terms of the nechama that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klai Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash with Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's a nechama which Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to the Beis HaMikdash b'churbana. Because you have to understand Churban Beis HaMikdash is much more than just the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. Then in the same way that Miut HaLevana means that the Levana made itself ayin, so too Churban Beis HaMikdash means that the Beis HaMikdash makes itself ayin. And whenever there's a process of coming from yesh to ayin, that's always the process of rebirth. Like when you take a zera and you put it into the ground, and it completely decomposes. And from there, there's a tzmicha chadasha, a new elon with many peiros and many, many more seeds. So too, churban Beis HaMikdash means, the destruction of Beis HaMikdash means that the Beis HaMikdash comes to a place called ayin, and that ayin means that just like the Levana now has koychavim as a nechama, So too, the Beis HaMikdash also has a nechama called Koychavim. Now what are the Koychavim of the Beis HaMikdash? The Koychavim is that every single home in Klai Yisrael becomes like a Beis HaMikdash. That's the nechama. And this, of course, is the secret of Chanukah. The secret of Chanukah is that by Chanukah time, what it means is that, of course, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so we can't light the Neiris Chanukah. But like the Rishonim say, the Rishonim say, that when you light Neiris Chanukah on Chanukah means that every single home is elevated to the Dag of Beis HaMikdash. Like in the Chitzoni Yisvel, that's like a nice word. But in Pnimius, it's Mamash the Emes. The Emes is that the Toelis of Churban Beis HaMikdash is that Gufa, every single Bayit, should not become like a Bechina Beis HaMikdash. And don't be surprised if in the times of the Mashiach that there's going to be one central Beis HaMikdash, but every single Jewish home will also be a Beis HaMikdash. Mamish, don't be surprised that when Chazal speak about the Bayit Shlishi, they're talking about every single home in Klal Yisrael when they speak about Bayit Shlishi. Because that's exactly the sod of Miyut Levana. The Levanoin, which is the Beis HaMikdash, which also has a Miyut, which is called its Churban, and that Churban is at Ayin, and its Nechama is that it has many Koychavim, so the Nechama of Bayit Sheni is Gufa, that every single home is a Beis HaMikdash. And that's the secret of Chanukah. You can ask, though, why Dafka by Bayis Sheni, not by Bayis Rishon? Because the secret is based on a Medrash in Shmoyis Rav Lamed Hey. The Medrash says that Edom was going to get hit much, much harder than Bavel in the times of Mashiach. They're really going to get rocked. So the Medrash says, why? They both destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So this is Lashon of the Medrash. It says, V'harei Bavel af hi hechviva. Right? It says, even Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so why is Edom going to be much worse off? Elaki kaoso, meaning that Bavel emit a pagam, but not to its shayrish. Aval Edom, aru, ada yisoidba. That they completely uprooted Beis HaMikdash. The mamash went to the shayrish of the Beis HaMikdash, and they uprooted the whole thing. What this tells us in Pnimius, though, is that Bavel, when they destroyed Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't to the point of ayin, there was still a yesh. And from that yesh, you have the second Beis HaMikdash, which is like a downgraded version of the first Beis HaMikdash. Like the second Beis HaMikdash is like a shiraim of the first Beis HaMikdash. But about the third Beis HaMikdash, we say, Gadol Yehi Bayis HaAchron Yosef Min HaRishon, that it's going to be the greatest Beis HaMikdash. Why does that happen? What about the Seder of Hismatus HaDoros? Right? The third Beis HaMikdash should be even worse than the second. But no. Since, as the Medrash says, that Edom destroyed the Beis HaMikdash until the point of Ayin, so that means now that it's Ayin and it comes to the place of nothingness, there could be a rebirth. And that rebirth is the secret of these Koychavim, this Nechama, that every single home is Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Dafka in the Tkufas Bayis Sheni, in the Tkufas Bayis Sheni Dafka, there was an emergence of the light of Chanukah. That's called Chanukah because it's the Chanuk of the Bayis Shlishi, not just the Bayis Sheni. Al-Pi Chitzonius, the Chanukah of Bayis Sheni was Chanukah. But in Pnimius, the Chanukah of Bayis Shlishi is Chanukah. And that's every single Jewish home is a Bayis Shlishi. But that's only because the second Beis HaMikdash reached a place called Ayin, the site of Miyut Levana, to be able to be Zeichet to these Kochavim. For example, this is also the site of the death of Moshe. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was really no excuse for Moshe to die. Even the whole thing with the Chet Mei Meriva, it was all just an excuse to have Moshe die. What's the point of Moshe dying? Fakir, just go into Eretz Yisrael, build the Bayis Rishon, and the whole thing forever. Ships and no. Moshe needs to die. You know why? Because Moshe needs to reach a place of Ayin. And if Moshe reaches the place of Ayin, then every single Jew will be able to be on the level of Moshe. And that's what the Zohar says. Ispashtus of the Moshe b'chol davar dor. That the hispashus of Moshe is forever. That just like we don't understand the Churban Bayis, we don't understand Misa Tzadikim, it's a chayk like Paraduma, but the purpose of Misa Tzadikim is that every single Jew, when that tzaddik dies, is elevated to the dark of that tzaddik, and there was nothing more that Moshe wanted in his life than miyitin kolam Hashem Nevi'im, that everybody should be like him. That's what you find throughout all the Doris. The Gemara says, Moshe Shaprika Amres. Every single tzaddik, the Chola Doris, is the dark of Moshe. That's because Moshe is being mekabel upon himself, his death, to be zeichet to that ayin. It means that now every single Jew can have a shachis to Moshe. So in the same way that every single bias will be elevated to the dark of Beis HaMikdash, so too every single person will be elevated to the dark of Moshe. That's really the difference between Purim and Chanukah, without getting into it, is that Chanukah means that every single bias is elevated to the level of Beis HaMikdash, whereas Purim means every single Jew is elevated to the Dag of Moshe, which is the secret of Chai V'lish B'simi Ad L'yada Bin Or HaMal Warach Mordechai. That's the place of Moshe. L'yada Ishas Kura, so nobody knows where Moshe is. Right? That every single Jew, like Mordechai, is Zeichet to the Dag of Moshe. That's called Purim. Mitzad the Adam, but Mitzad the bias, that's Chanukah. But on that level, that's why Chanukah and Purim are considered to be a tikkun, or the toeles, the yisran ha'or min ha'choshech, which evolves from korban bayis. That through the miyut levana, we're zechet to koychavim. Koychavim means a ribay and his spashis and a harchava of all the brachos and all the kedusha, which was inherent to the bayis. And the same thing is true also when it comes to the avni haluchos. That the shvuas haluchos, it's mamash apella, that the luchos were broken on the same day as the chomis Yerushalayim. But notice the tzad hashava, that the chomis Yerushalayim are avonim which broke. And so too, the luchos are also avonim which broke. Yet although on the surface it wouldn't seem like there was any toelis in the breaking of the luchos, fakir, we know that from the breaking of the first luchos comes luchos shnius, which is the revelation of Torah Shabbat Peh. But more than that, Chazal say in the Medrash, It says, smolo tachas l'roishi, zuduchos rishonos. V'mina sechapkeini, zuduchos shnios. That there's a mile that the luchos shnios have by the rishonos, which they didn't break. But the whole reason why the first luchos break was in order to have a luchos shnios. There's a toelis in that. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you broke the luchos, you think it's such a schwer thing? Fakeret, yashar kayach shishibarta. So there's an inherent goodness because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mishtatif with Moshe in the Shvuos, as Chazal said. The Hashem was holding onto one side, Moshe onto the other side. There's a hishtatfus there. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved, it's a very good thing. And from there, we're going to have what's called the Torah Chadash Me'iti Teisid. There's going to be a very new Torah, which is going to evolve because of this evolution of making the luchos of Torah to ayin. And from that ayin will come a rebirth of Torah. But that's the tzadah shava between the shvuas haluchos and the shvuas chomos Yerushalayim, that when there needs to be a hispashtus, we have to have a choice. Either we make it or we break it. But akoponim, no matter what, even through that breaking, there's going to be a make it at the end of the day. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mishtatish and koman rechmon letav avid means to say that with every shvira, which is magia ad ayin, there's going to be a nechama, there's going to be kaychavim, and there's going to be hispashtus to that inyan to the rechakim, to the places which are very far away. That's the remez, which we say by the Gid Hanoshe. The Zohar says, it says, Es Gid Hanoshe. The Zohar says, Es. As Rosh Yitiv is Tisha Av. The Tisha B'Av. And we know that Chanukah and Purim are Misakin Tisha B'Av. That's why it says on the Pasuk, Vayiga B'Kaf Yerechai. Vayiga. It's Gematria Chanukah. Kaf Yerechai. It's Gematria Purim. And together, Vayiga Bekaf Yerechai, Chanukah Purim is Gematria Mashiach ben David. Right? Mashiach ben David comes from within Tisha B'Av, within this Chanukah and Purim. The Chazal tell us that Mashiach ben David is born on Tisha B'Av, which means to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in something, that means there's a hidden Toiva. That's why the Zohar Kaddish says, Tes B'Av means a Toiv, a Toiv which is Nignas. You have to find a hidden Toiva within Tisha B'Av. But the Indian is that whenever there's a Churban, to be mistaklev and oifim pnimi, that when Churban reaches a place of ayin, and it reaches a place of ayin, that means there's a rebirth, to be able to be mispashi that kedusha to all places. Kach Baruch Hu should help us that from a pnimi's perspective, as we know, Kor Refeh, he's sigur bin Amitzayim, that's tremendous avoida, hinesalus, which has been made during these days. Kach Baruch Hu should give us eyes like his, to be able to see the nekuda toiv and come a pnimi, always be able to focus on that hidden toiv, and with that to be zeicha, to the kiyum of that ninyan, to see the rebuilding of that levanayin, tarach hadash amiti teitzi, be as goyal tzedek, mi Amen.